In this bulletin, the Taliban hold their first official press conference in Kabul. Officials say New South Wales hospitals are under enormous pressure. And in sport, Tasmania to host its 12th AFL game of the season due to lockdowns in mainland major cities. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic. NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg has blamed a failure of Afghan leadership for the swift collapse of the country's Western-backed armed forces, but concedes the alliance must also address flaws in its military training program. United States National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Taliban have agreed to allow safe passage from Afghanistan for civilians hoping to join a US-directed airlift from the capital. He also revealed that US intelligence has confirmed reports that some civilians were encountering resistance by Taliban fighters, being turned away, pushed back, or even beaten as they tried to reach Kabul International Airport. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the US is engaged in direct dialogue with Taliban leadership and talks will continue.
There hasn't been any hostile interactions by the Taliban to our people or to our operations. Part of our operations include helping evacuate American citizens.
The Taliban have sought to reassure the rest of the world that Afghanistan will not be used as a base for foreign fighters to spread terrorism. Taliban officials held their first official news conference in Kabul since the seizure of the city, declaring they seek peaceful relations with other countries and would respect the rights of women within the framework of Islamic law. A spokesman says the Taliban will not seek retribution against former soldiers and members of the Western-backed government. He also says the movement was granting amnesty for former Afghan government soldiers, as well as contractors and translators who worked for international forces. And in Australia, Victorian health officials are pleading for residents of southeast Melbourne to get tested for COVID-19 as the city's mystery cases continue to grow. The state recorded 24 locally acquired cases on Tuesday, with 10 potentially infectious while in the community. The health department is asking anyone who lives or spends time in the Glen Eira or Port Phillip local government areas to get tested if they have been to exposure sites and have symptoms, or even if they are unsure. Hospitals in Australia's most populous state are under enormous pressure, says New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard. The COVID-19 outbreak has locked down Sydney for an eighth week. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has urged Australians not to be disheartened as lockdowns drag on for more than half of the population. A similar message was issued by Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt, who also says recently arrived Pfizer doses from Poland are ready for distribution. 530,000 of the new doses are for New South Wales, especially for 20 to 39-year-olds living in hotspot Sydney local government areas. The entire state is in lockdown along with Melbourne, Canberra, Darwin and Katherine. And New Zealand has entered its first day of a strict lockdown after one case of COVID-19 was detected in the community, the country's first in 6 months. The infection was reported in Auckland, which will be locked up for 7 days. The rest of the country will lock down for at least 3 days. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says authorities are assuming the case is the Delta variant and imposing a go-hard and early strategy to stop the spread.
We have made decisions on the basis that it is better to start high and go down levels rather than start too low, not contain the virus and see it move quickly. We've seen the dire consequences of taking too long to act in other countries, not least our neighbours.
And the federal government has announced that the National Summit on Women's Safety will be delivered virtually due to COVID-19 restrictions. It will bring together experts, advocates and service providers, as well as Australians with lived experience, to form part of the consultation for the next national plan to end violence against women and children. The summit will take place on the 6th and 7th of September, with key sessions to be live streamed to allow all Australians to engage with it. And to sport now, and Tasmania will host its 12th AFL game of the season, with this Sunday's clash between St Kilda and Fremantle locked in for Hobart's Bellarive Oval. Spectators will be required to wear masks and the crowd will be capped under the state's COVID-19 protocols. AFL boss Gillon McLachlan hasn't ruled out playing finals matches in Tasmania in light of pandemic restrictions and lockdowns in mainland states. And taking a quick look at today's weather. In Perth, a shower or two, 20 degrees. 17 in Adelaide, partly cloudy, similar in Melbourne, 16 degrees. In Hobart, 14 degrees today, morning frost and mostly sunny in Canberra, 15. In Sydney, partly cloudy, 20. Brisbane, possible showers, 21. In Cairns today, partly cloudy, 27. While Darwin will be more humid and mostly sunny, 33 degrees. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovich.